With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. How's your budget faring? The Fed's preferred measure of inflation suggests we got a tiny bit of relief from rising prices last month.
The report from the Commerce Department showed that U.S. consumer prices slid 0.1% last month from October and were up 2.6% from November 2022. Excluding volatile food and energy prices, so-called core inflation last month was up 0.1% from October and 3.2% from a year earlier. All of the numbers showed somewhat more progress against inflation than economists had expected. Ken Lorman reporting.
As the record-breaking surge of illegal aliens across the southern border continues, some senior U.S. officials will pay a visit to Mexico to discuss the situation.
President Biden is sending the Secretaries of State and Homeland Security and the White House Homeland Security Advisor to meet with Mexico's president and staff in the coming days. The announcement came after the two presidents spoke.
Both presidents shared a similar concern about the increase in migratory flow here in recent weeks and months. There has been a dramatic increase.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby. In recent weeks, an estimated 10,000 people have been crossing illegally into the U.S. every day. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In a letter to the president, House Speaker Mike Johnson urges him to enforce immigration law and resume construction of a border wall. Also at SRNnews.com, a suspect in custody in an early morning shooting inside a Richmond, Virginia hospital. One person suffers serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Police say the 27-year-old suspect went to the hospital on his own for a mental health evaluation. Watching Wall Street, stocks have turned higher now. The Dow is up 82 points, the Nasdaq ahead 59. This is SRN News. A lot of Christian colleges support Planned Parenthood.
According to a report from Students for Life of America, about 10% of the country's 767 colleges and universities, which are affiliated with Christian churches, have a relationship with the nation's largest abortion business. Even more troubling is the fact the percentage is growing, with more Christian schools supporting Planned Parenthood now than 2 years ago. SFLA is urging those colleges to mend their ways. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Nigerian government has slashed public transportation fees during the Christmas season in hopes of helping Christians make it home for the holiday. The African country is suffering economic hardship caused by the government's new austerity measures. About half of Nigeria's population is Christian, and many see Christmas as a once-in-a-year opportunity to reunite with families back in rural areas. Christians are also being victimized by two Muslim terrorist groups in Nigeria. This is SRN News. The U.S. spearheading an all-out effort to ensure safe shipping in the Middle East. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
The American effort to keep Middle Eastern shipping lanes safe from threats by Iranian terror proxies will be multinational. There have been more than 100 missile and drone attacks by the Houthis, who have vowed to target any ship that is Israeli-owned or taking cargo to or from Israel. The vessels targeted by the Yemeni terrorists represent 35 different nations. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin announced the multilateral effort to protect shipping to be called Operation Prosperity Guardian. Participants include the U.S., United Kingdom, Bahrain, Italy, France, Netherlands, Norway, Seychelles, Canada, and Norway. Major shipping companies have begun to circumvent the Southern Red Sea and Gulf of Aden. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at the Media Line.org and SRNnews.com.